Weiter in Shas, we are in Bavakama, Davdal, picking up on Gimel Mabes, Hosea Baumada page, next part of the Mishnah. Hamava ve'ayav etzuvem and zuvem What in the world is Mave? I'm glad you asked. Says the Gemara, my Mave, what's Mave? Machlokis Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Mave ze Odom and Sagmat in Odom Hamazik. Shmuel Amar Mave ze Hashain. Rav Amar Mave ze Odom, where does he learn it from? We're going to see Psukim, and each one's going to have a little bit missing in the Pasuk. We're going to have to break that down. M'dichsev Amar Shomer Asa Boker Vegam Loyla Im Tiv Oyun Be Oyu. A Pasuk in Yeshayahu, it's talking about at the times of Geula. That is, that the says the watchman, morning comes and also night. If you seek, seek. And we, what does it mean? Like if you're seeking for something, looking for something, it says Rashi, Omer Shomer, Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu, also Boker Geula LeTzadikim, VeGam Leila Choshech LeRishoyim, Im Tashuva BeTshuva VeTivakshu Mechila BaOyu. Then you're going to be able to get Tshuva. Alma BaAdam Ksiv BaOyu. Talking about a person seeking. Ushmuel Omer Mave ZeHashein. That's talking about Shein. Dichsev Shein. Where does he get that from? Eich Nachbisa Esav Nivu. Nivu, that lush in there. Matzpunav. What's it going to avoid? You're talking about what's going to be by Edom is going to be destroyed. How Esav has been ransacked, his hidden things sought out. My mashma, how you, what do you speak from me over there? That's talking about Mavashin. Kid the mitagim Rav Yosef, like Rav Yosef comes and he translates. Echdun is Belesh Esav is Galion Matmorohi. How Esav has been ransacked, his hidden things have been exposed. Says Rashi, Alma Nivu Lashon Giloi, Hilkach Amr, Miva Zeh Shein, the Miva Lashon Megulahu. Like we saw in the past, the Hainu Shein, Shabal Megulah, Palmim Chuz. Sometimes it's revealed, sometimes it's not. Like the mouth is, it's chewing, it's opening, it's closing, etc. Okay, so now we have Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Rav says it's a person, and Shmuel says it is Shein. In fact, the Gemara of a Rav, my time alone, why doesn't Rav want to say like Shmuel's Pshat? It's a grammatical issue. If the Mishnah would have said the word niveh, which is passive, meaning is going to the one who's receiving something, then we can understand it to mean the thing that's exposed when the animal eats. But it says mave, which is actively doing something, which is not talking about the shein. Ushmuel, my time alomer kirav, why does Shmuel say like Rav that he says? Rav says it's a man. Why doesn't Shmuel say that? Amar l'cha, say back to Mikatani Boe. Does it say the lashon of Boe, which would mean seeks, right, or seeker, right? What does it say? It says mave, which means causing something else to be sought, and that's not talking about person. The pasuk is not really meduyik like either one of them. Either one have problems. So again, my time, Rav, my time alone, Kedushmuel. Once you see they're both the problem, so there's no reason that one shouldn't learn like the other one. Then, so what's the reason, Rav, my time alone, Kedushmuel? Tana, answer is because Tana shore chomi the shore, because he holds whenever it says the word shore in the Mishnah, it says arba ovos hazikin, it says the first one is shore. It means all milium shore, and one of them included in that is going to be Shane, Karen, Shane, Regel, and therefore right, Mava is not talking about Shane. Therefore, it's talking about Adam. Ushmuel nami otani li shore. Hi, it says shore. So why doesn't he say like why? How is he saying Mava is Shane? Rabbi Yehuda, Tana, Shor, Likarno. No, Shor, it says Abraham of Zikim. It's a Shor, that's talking about the Karen. Umavet Lishino, that's talking about Shane. So therefore, he says, it's Sarah Rashes, Lukaman, Parech, Ragel, Regal, my Sharia. What'd you do with Regal, which we're going to see today? Just leaving it, ditching it? Vahachkam, as we mean to say. Lo Ria Karen, She'ain Hanol Hezeko, the nature of Karen, where She'ain Hanol Hezeko, there's no Hanol, there's no benefit to the one who's Mazik. That's when it comes to Karen. There's no benefit, Karen, just bashing someone. Kiriya Shane, like the nature of Shane, She'ish Hanol Hezeko, with the tooth when eating, there is Hanol there. So therefore, you can't learn that one from it. Beep, turn the page. Dalam and Alf. Velo Ria Shane, She'ain, Kavana Sol Hazik, and the nature of Shane, which is Kavana, is. And of Shane, which is not, the nature is not to go ahead and to damage. His whole purpose is to get, sorry, it's to damage. Therefore, you can't learn one out from the other. Fact the Gemara, Velav Kavachomer. Come on, isn't it a Kavachomer? Uma Shane, Kavanas Alhazik, Chayav. If Shane, which is eating, using its mouth, the tooth, is only to get a gnaw, it's not to Mazik. It's not his Kavana. And, yet you're chayiv, then kerich kavanah lazik. You have a kavanah to go be mazik al kol shekin. Of course you're going to be chayiv for. So why did you have to even write that you have karen? So he says, no, it's rich. You need to write it. Because I would have thought midi dahava eved va'ama. We'd say just like we know another area where there is someone damaging that they're not going to be chayiv. I would have thought that would be also with the eres karen as well. What are we talking about over here? That is, that someone who has an Eved or an Amma, and that Eved or Amma, Eved Kenani and Amma Avriah, who gets mad at at their master, so they go and they damage someone else's property. And then what happens if it would be that if they damage someone else's property, then the person, the master, the Adon, would be Chayev. We'd be able to survive in such a case, because every time he wants, you just damage someone and messes him over. And therefore we say that in Evan and Alma, the damage, it's not chayiv, the master's not chayiv. If their kavanah is to be hazik, even so, they're going to be pater. Says Rashi, "Kedarinu perka chovel of pezayin, ha'eved va'isha pkiyasan ra." It's bad. Why? You don't want to meet up with them because a chovel them chayiv. If you damage an eved or an alma, you're chayiv. V'hincha chovel v'cherem to him. But if they do it to someone else, they're going to be pater. So hachanami lo shna. You would have thought the same thing here by Karen. It's going to be the same thing. Now the one who owns an ox, then it's unintentionally is going to be pater. Therefore, you have to write straight out Karen. Amr Avashi says, come on, you can't compare those two. Atu Evid Va'ama Lav Taima Rabba Isbu, isn't there like a big good reason why? Rashi says, like we explained, the Imachayevas Mlaiv or Machayev Kol Shah Shechis Enu Rabu Yelich V'Yadli Kedisho Shel Chaveru Kedele Chayevas Rabu. Then if the Rab gets massive, the master gets upset at the Evid's like, you know what, forget him. I'm going to go burn a whole haystack or hayfield of someone else and he's going to be Chayev for it. So it can't be that we're going to make him be Chayev. Shami back in the Gemara, Yakdi Tenu Rabu Yelich V'Yadli Kedisho Shel Chaveru V'Nim says, Em Chayevas Rabu Me'am Marab Chayom is going to become Chayev so much all the time. But by a shore, they're going to get angry and say, now I'm going to go gore someone else. It doesn't make sense. Therefore, we're back to the Kal v'Chomer. Just say by Shane, and Kavan is not to be Mazik and you're Chayev, and therefore Karen, for sure, it's Kavan to be Mazik, you're going to be Chayev. So why do you have to write Karen? Ella Parachachi. Rather, let's explain as follows. Let's knock out the explanation of the Mishnah the following way. Lo Riyah Karen to Kavan Asalahazik, Riyah Shane, Shane Kavan Asalahazik. You get the nature of Karen, where the goal is to go into damage, not the same as that of the tooth, which is not kavanas lazik. Follow me, Hashem. She yishan na lehezeko. Kira karen she ain't hana lehezeko. And this one once had na, this one doesn't have na, and therefore, if the Torah would have just taught Shane, then we wouldn't be able to learn that Karen, and that's why you have to write both of them. V'regel mai. What about regel? You forgot about regel, says Rashi. Ovid my ovid leitana de masisa de lotani. You said shor, bor, mave, hever, and I'm explaining that shor, this is in the world of Shmuel, you're saying shor means Karen, and then mave means Shane, so would you leave out regel? Says Gemara, kishahizik Chav Hamazik La Suyate Rega. When the Mishnah says Lashon, when it damages, then the one who damages is Chayiv. That itself is extra, and that statement over there is coming to include Rega. Now, really, we're going to see later on that this is referencing a Mishnah later, even though we have this Lashon here in our Mishnah. It's talking about the Mishnah Daf Tes, and that is extra over here. There are the others that say differently, but let's go with that. So, Kishahizik Chav Hamazik La Suyate Rega, that's coming to include Regal, because obviously we know that to be true. Says Mark, Velisa Bedya, just say it straight out, just like the other ones say. Why are you doing this whole code and not just saying it up straight up? Doesn't really make sense, then that's a pshat. Ella, Marava, Rabba says, Tana Shor Leragdo. Shor is for Regal. Umava Lesheno. And now we're good. See, because Shor is really Regal. And Umava Lesheno. Obviously, the Gemara is going to ask, well, all you did is substitute it for, so where's Karen? That's not going to be written out over there. Okay, so let's see. V'hachi kamar. Lo riyah regel shezeko matzoi. The nature of regel, who it's the idea of hezek is regel, it's common. It's not, you can't compare it to kiri'iyah shein, she'ena zeko matzoi, which is not common. That is an animal that's eaten, is not walking to go and eat certain things, so the owner is not guarding it as much for that such a thing. But regel is more common, therefore you got to make sure that you're guarding over there. Velo yishen, you can't compare the content of shein, sheish hana lezeiko, that has hana, kibia regel shein hana lezeiko, that doesn't get enough for it. And therefore you have to write regel and you have to write shein. For Karen, Mike, what'd you do with Karen? Sharia, you just got rid of Karen? What are you talking about? Kishahizik, chava mazik, lozei Karen. That's coming to go ahead. That extra word is doing Karen. All you did is
flipped the whole discussion here. But says Gemara, but listen to me, say it straight out. Why are you saying it straight out? Says Gemara, b'muadin mitchilasan kamayri. B'tamin ulebesof muadin lo kamayri. The Mishnah, the Tana, is only talking about something which is muad from the get-go, and not something that's first called tam and then becomes muad through certain amount of times. Karen is considered tam. That is, it's a short tam and a short muad, whether you're going to be chetzi nezik or nezik shalim. That's only when it comes to Karen. Says Rashi, regel, ubor, Shane, Ve'esh are considered muad right away. Mitchilasan, the shalim nezek shalim. The lo polig rachmana bein tam lamuad ella benegicha. The only time is a distinction between whether it's considered a tam or muad is with the gicha, with the karen. So therefore, we're not talking about the idea of karen at all. We're only dealing with things that are from the get go. Ushmuel, let's flip it all back. Ushmuel, my time alo amar k'rav. Why doesn't Shmuel say like Rav? We answered up why Rav doesn't hold like Shmuel, because he says whenever it says shor, it includes all those things, Karen, Shane, and Regel. But now we were in the flip, and then we went into a whole discussion. Now we want to know the opposite. What's pshat that Shmuel doesn't hold like Rav? Wah, 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 wah. Amar l'chal, you'd say back, Is hakadai tach Adam. You want to say that Mav is Adam. Hakatani Seifa, but we know we have a Mishnah later on in Dav Tes Vav Amud Beis when it talks about the fact over there that there are five tamin, right? There are five different cases that the guy is going to be chayev to pay chatzi nezek for the first time and five muadin.
Let's see it now. Shor Hamuad, Vishor Hamazik, Vishus Nizak, Veha Adam.
These are three of the cases that they're going to call muad. They have to pay nezek shalim, even if it's on the first time. And we said shor hamuad, then and shor hamazik birshus hanizak ve'adam. The ikar nekuda we're focusing on here is it says the word adam straight out. So since adam is said in Mishnah later on, clearly we're not going to say that this mava is talking about man. Frek the gemara. Why does it do that though? But listen to Eresha. Why do you put it in this first Mishnah? Why are we waiting until later on? Gemara beniske mamon kamari beniske gufo lo kamari, because the first mission we're dealing over here is only talking about some nezek that happens on mamon, on money, on property. Rashi says beniskin shemamono mazik mari resha and beniske gufo lo kamari, but we're not dealing with Rashi who atzmo mazik lo mari, he himself is being mazik. That's not what we're dealing with, as Rashi says shehu atzmo mazik lo mari, that we're not dealing with, therefore we don't put it in over there. Fracting more, what about Rav, who says that it means Adam? Rav Nami Okatani Adam Seifa. So why is it mentioned over here? Does it can't be even Mav is that? Tamachal Rav is saying, no, Ahu, Lamechshave Bahadi Mu'odin Huda'asa. Once you're making a list that's going on over there, you want to mention it, just to, you know, the Mu'ad things that are brought up. But the main discussion is found in our Mishnah over here, and that's Mav is what it means. Rashi says, Bahadi Mu'odin Huda'asa, the Katani Chamisha Tamin, Chamisha Mu'odin, Vikachachav Lehuva'asa. So it adds it in, it's an agav point, it's not the main point. Umai lo hare. The next part of the Mishnah, according to Rav, when it says a lashon lo hare ashor kere mave etc., what is that coming to teach me?
The way that Rav understands that it's talking about man, right? So when it says ashor, it's talking about three things: Karen, Shane, and Regel. So it says by shore, that is Karen, Shane, and Regel, is not like mave, meaning the Karen, Shane, and Regel are more machmir than that of mave, that a man that doesn't have, Ish doesn't have, Adam doesn't have. And the flip also, Adam is something that they don't have. So now we want to know, what does that mean? Says Gemara, Hachi, what does it mean to say? Lo ri'i ashor, she'mashalim is a kofer, k'ri Adam she'ein mashalim is a kofer. That of shor, which if it goes and kills a person, pays kofer, meaning the owner has to go and pay kofer, is not like Ria Adam Shem Shamas Kofi doesn't pay kofar. What Rashi explains that if you have a muad that goes ahead and kills a person, the owner has to pay kofar. Kofar means like it's a kapara, an atonement to the yorshim of the person. We learn that from the pasuk, which says that if you have a chigach shor is ish or isha v'mei sokri sakel shor v'lo yechel is b'sar u'bala shor naki. And then it goes on to say, "V'im shor nagel chumin tol shel shom v'huad bevalav v'tamuad v'lo yishmerenu v'hemis isha or isha shor yisakel v'gam be'olav yumas." What does it mean? Shaddai means it pays. Im kofar yushes of alav and us and pidyon nafsho kachol she yushes alav. When a kofar payment is going to be given, he's got to pay that of his life, whatever it is, that whatever the value is going to be. So that's a kapara for the person whose animal killed someone else. It was a shor muad. But if a person goes and kills someone else, they don't have to pay kofar. Rather, he gets what? He gets killed for the fact that he killed. He gets, he's donskis. And if he did it on purpose, then he goes to galus. So, velo iya adam, shechai ba'arba devarim. And the nature of adam, which pays four different payments, he has to pay tsar, ripoy, shevas, boshes, which we're going to get into. Aval nezek lo, it is lo kachoshev, the shor nami nezek mishalim, so I didn't put that in. Aval banach arba devarim eno chayev, kit the masik bishili kesa the regla mordes, so we're going to see the devil chalfav, the bidding kitain, ish mum ba miso, ish ba miso, lo shor ba miso. So nezek tsar, ripoy, shevas, and boshes are five different things a person would have to pay. Nezek on both of them, but by adam, I have to pay tsar, shevas, ripoy, and boshes. So we adam, shechayev arba devarim, kiri iya shor, shein bo, arba devarim doesn't have those four things. Atzada shava shebehen. So says the Gemara, the common denominator of all these things is, right, this is the last part of the Mishnah, that it said that Matzad HaShavashem, Shedagin Lahazik, Shmir Yosan Alecha, Ukeshehizik, Chav HaMazik, Lasham, Tashmuel Nezik, Meit of Aretz, etc. Or at the end, Matzad HaShavashem, Shedagin Lahazik, V'chi Shor, Dagin Lahazik? What, is it the Derech of a Shor to go ahead and be Mazik? Rashi explains that the way Rav explains Shor is talking about Karen, Shane, Regel, including it as Karen, which is which is not a Derech Lahazik. So how could it say that it's a Derech Lahazik? He's short Derech Lahazik. What are you talking about? So Gemara B'Muad, according to Rav, the Mishnah is talking about a case of a Muad. Therefore, it is Muad Derech Lahazik. So you want to say that a Muad also his Derech is to go into be Mazik and a Chinami. You got to be careful with it, but is it still the Derech? So the Gemara Kaven De Iyad Orchehu. Once it becomes a Muad, then yeah, this is the type of behavior that it has. In fact, the Gemara, Adam Darkal Hazik, what do you mean? This is the way of a person. Rav says that Mav is talking about Adam. We want to say that that's the derech of a person is to go into be Mazik. Be Yashin, we're talking about a person who is sleeping. Yashin Darkal Hazik, a person is sleeping. Oh, watch out for those sleepers, because it's their way to go and be Mazik. That says Gemara, Kaven, the Kayev, who Pashet, Orchu, since it makes sense that a person's sleeping, he's like, you know, stretching and bending, he's you know, flipping and flopping all over the place. Therefore, it's called Derech to Lazik. Rashi says, Raglov, Orchu, Le Shaber, Kelim, Shabbat, Sadmer, Glossop. You know, like when you're sleeping on the bed and you feel something come up by your feet because, like, you stretch a little bit, like, oh, what just fell off the bed? That's a normal thing to do, and therefore it's called Derech Lazik.
Now, according to Rav, who says that it means Adam, Shmiros and Alecha, the fact that it says, and the Shmir of it is on you, Adam Shmir's Gufo Alavu, the Shmir of a person is on himself. And when the statement Shmiros and Alecha means for you to watch something else, so Rav can't mean man. In fact, the Gemara, backed on Shmuel, the Velit Amech, according to the Shmuel, understands it, Had Ditani Karnar Ba Avos Nezikin for Adam. Echad mehen, Adam Shmiras Kufa Alavu. He might not have the issue about man being watching himself because of the fact that he's not, that's not part of it. But he has another issue over here. We know there's a braisa that Karna taught that says four different Avos Nezikin and says straight up, Adam is one of them. Now, the question you're asking about me is the same question you ask on you. How are you going to do with that? Adam Shmiras Kufa Alavu. Ella Kedamale Rabbi Avo Litana. Let's just put a little text change over there and say, Tini Adam Shmir's Guf Olav. Say, Be Adam, the Shmir of the Guf is upon himself. Beep, turn the page, Dalma page. Hachanami here too, Tini Adam Shmir's Guf Olav. And then we are good to go. Now, says the Gemara. Remember we saw Rav and Shmuel, they both gave an answer what Mav is, but both of them really weren't so smooth with their Pesukim. So now we have another answer to this. Maskev Lomar Amari, Ve'im HaMav is Hamayim. Why don't we just say that Mav is Hamayim, is water, meaning to say that if someone goes and spills water, Rashi says, Shem Shofich Adam Mima B'ler Shusai Rabim, Uba Acher V'Natfo Kelev Chayev HaShokvan. Someone else comes and he puts his water over there, and someone comes with clothing, it gets all ruined over there, that the person's going to be chayav. Kedachsev, kikedach ish hasamim, mayim tiva ish. Pasuk in Yeshaya, that as fire burns melt tables, as water bubbles fire. So you have tiva over there, as water bubbling. In fact, the Gemara, you can't do that, because miksev mayim nivu, they say that water bubbles fire, meaning it's the one that's doing it. It's tiva ish ksev, meaning that fire is bubbling the water. And therefore, the fire is the ikar over there, And that we have already, so it can't be that. Maskver of Zvid, Ve'ema Mave Zehaish. So let's say Mave is Eish. Techik Siv, Tiv Ebe Eish, Hudech Siv. Yahachi, if that would be the case, then Mai Hamave Veha Hever. Why would you have both of them fired twice? Chitema Purushim Mekamavar. So it's just explaining it. Yahachi Arba Shlosha Havu. Don't say it's Arba, Mesikim. Say it's three of them there. And this, then it's just explaining it. Chitema Tana Shor. Is Beitarti. We said the idea of Shor, that there's two of them over there. Remember that we had said that it's talking about Shein and Regel. Karen is not included because it's Mu'ed from the very beginning. It's not in it. Yehachi lo zeh v'zeh shish ben ruach chayim. If you want to say that Mave is talking about fire, how can Rav Zid explain that which it says that lo zeh v'zeh, not this one, the Shor, or this one, the Mave, which are living? Eish, my ruach chaim is bay. What life is there? Vesu, my keharei ha'eish. And what does it mean when it says, how would you explain at the very end of the Mishnah's the statement over there that says neither the shore or the mava are like the fire? Obviously, they are if it's fire itself, so it must be that it's not talking about fire. Now, we had said, Arba Avos Nezikin Bivir Brisa, which says more than that. Tani Rav Hoshaya, Shlosha Asar Avos Nezikin, there are 13 of Nezikin. Shomer Chinam, Vashoel, Nosei Sachar, Vashocher. Shomer Chinam, we know, is someone who's guarding it, doesn't get paid for it. Shoel, someone who borrows. Nosei Sachar, someone gets paid. Vashocher, someone who rents. Nezek, damaging. Tsar, pain. Ripoy, healing. Shevis, just sitting back and not working. Uboshes, being embarrassed. V'arba Demasnisin, and the four of our Mishnah, Hot Laser, we end up with 13. When we started off over there with all the Shomrim, well, they're not people that just stam mazik, but Rav Hoshaya is putting into the list over here because if any of them doesn't do what they're supposed to be doing by watching it carefully enough, then stuff gets damaged because of it. It's like he actually did it himself. When we went into those five things of Nezek, Tzar, Ripoy, Shevis, and Boses, these are five categories that a person who goes and injures somebody else is going to be chayev to be involved with. The four of our Mishnah, that comes out to 13. In fact, the Gemara, the obvious question, why didn't our Mishnah mention these? V'tana didan, my time lo tana yoni, why didn't you put in it? Bishlam of the Shmuel, makes sense according to Shmuel, b'niske mamun kamar b'niske gufa lo kamar. We're dealing with niske mamun, stuff with the money, and not guf, elo rav, according to Rav, who says that mava is adam, and therefore he says in the Mishnah, is including also damages caused by someone. Let's also add this one as well. Says Gemara, tana adam v'chol mili da adam. He taught adam, meaning mava is adam, and including under this are all things that have to do with Adam. So these things that he mentioned over here are all connected to man, and therefore he says it's already mentioned in the Mishnah. We don't have to say it separately. In fact, the Rav Hoshaya himself, Rav Hoshaya Nami, Hatani Le Adam, it already says Adam, so why do you have to say them out? Trey Gavni Adam, he says there's two types of Nezikin, of damages that are happening by man. Tani Adam Da Azik Adam, Tani Adam Da Azik Shor. He taught the cases separately that that of a man that damages a man, and separately the case of a man that would damage, cause nezek to a shor, meaning nechasa, meaning property. In fact, the Gemara Yehachi Shor Nami listening Trey Gavni Shor. By Shor also we should have two different categories. Listening Shor the Azik Shor, listening Shor the Azik Adam. Why don't we do that? Hi Mai. What exactly? In fact, the Gemara Hi Mai. How could you compare the two? Bishlam Adam the Azik Shor nezek who demishalim. Adam the Azik Adam Mishalim Arba Devarim. El Shor comes to Shor. Mali Shor the Azik Shor. Mali Shor the Azik Adam. Idavidi Nezik Hu Mishalim. Both of them come to be Nezik, so you can't compare them. I affect the Gemara of Hashom Rechina Vashol Nosi Sacher Vahasocher. The Adam the Azik Shor Hu Vikatani. These are cases of man that damages an ox, right? Because they damage the property that's given to them. And if Ishaya taught them separately. And for the Gemara, Tani Hezeka de Biadayim, because Tani Hezeka de Memela, he taught separately the cases of things that are directly damaged and things that are done indirectly. So therefore, we all good. Okay, my friends, we are going to step over here. I'm going to show you all a great, great